Okay, the next daf we are up to. Today's daf is Bamitzia daf Kuf Ches. Kuf Ches. We continue with discussions of Kablanis, and then we will get into the major sugya in Shas of Dina de Bar Mitzvah, which comes up on today's daf on Bamitzia daf Kuf Ches. Okay, let's go where we're up to. We're on Kuf Zayin Amabez. We just had discussions of Pas Boker, eating bread in the morning, maybe it is eating breakfast in the morning. So let's start with fourth to last skinny line. Fourth to the last skinny line, we just had the Me'iri about not eating before davening, not eating before Kriya Shema either. Says the Gemara, fourth to last skinny line. Amalei Rav Yehuda l'Rav Ada Mishucha. Rav Yehuda said to Rav Ada, the one who used to measure, the inspector used to measure different properties. Look to say, gave him advice. Look to Zalzel b'mishchasa. Don't be mezalzel in your rope, meaning take your rope very seriously and very carefully. Measure every little inch. To call purta upurta, because every little bit, chazi l'churkama rishka. Every little bit is fit to plant saffron. Saffron, as Rashi explains, is a very aromatic but also expensive seed. Therefore, even a tiny little drop of land could be worth a lot. So you've got to be very careful in terms of your measurement. Amalei Rav Yehuda l'Rav Ada Mishucha. So he also told him the following advice. Dalet amos da'anigra. They used to leave 4 amos. Let's say you have a water aqueduct going through a field in order to water the field. So they used to leave the 4 amos on either side of it barren without planting in there, because if you plant in there and the roots might destroy the aqueduct. They didn't have metal aqueducts like we might have today, but it was made out of dirt. So if you plant too close, the roots might destroy the aqueduct. So they left the 4 amos close by open. So dalet amos da nigra, those 4 amos zalzel behu. Be mezalzel on those, meaning leave a little. Rashi says, "Al tadaktik b'hen l'archivan." Don't be so medaktik. You don't have to be so medaktik by those. It's about 4 amos, but you don't have to measure it so carefully. Da anhara lo tipshachinu klal, and the area left off a river that we don't want to plant near a river, because that might undermine the holds and the walls under the riverbed, and the whole thing might flood. That you don't have to measure at all, meaning you just take a large area and you could even measure a little too big. That's okay. Why? What's the difference? Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei. Why do you have to be more careful by the 4 amos outside of an anigra, outside of a personal water aqueduct that goes through the fields more than a river? So Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei, da'am Rabbi Yehuda, 4 amos da'anigra l'b'nei anigra. Da'anhara l'kuli alma. Who's going to bear the loss? If somebody from the next to the water, the water aqueduct goes too close, the people of the field, a few people are going to bear the loss, the banana nigra. So therefore, you can be mezal, you should be careful and be mezalzel in a little bit, you don't have to be so careful, but you should have to measure it at the bechlal. But to a river, the whole world is going to be hurt if you don't leave a lot of space. Therefore, you can leave a lot of space. Rashi says, you don't have to measure it. Eloba omidas tanichanu. Just estimate it so that it's nikar, that it's a shalem, large piece of land outside the river so that people don't plant. Good. Machos Rabbi, other rights of areas that the people communal. It's an agreement basically based on the community that people don't plant in these areas. So Machos Rabbi, we have another example. Melo kasvi nagadi betray every nara kotsu. The area of shoulders, the kasvi nagadi of the nagadi are the people who schleppers. Let's say picture Rashi explains, let's say you have a barge in the middle of a river, and people have to stand on the side of the river pulling the barge. They don't have motors. So you have to leave space along the sides of the riverbank for people to walk, schleppers on both sides. So you have to leave the width of the shoulders of these schleppers. Betray every nara on both sides. And if there are trees in this area, kotsu, you gotta cut down the trees. There can't be any forest next to the waterbed because you have to leave this room. Rav Nassim Bar Oshia cut Shitzer Amsa. One time Rav Nassim Bar Oshia paskind to cut 16 amos. 16 amos wide by a on the side of a riverbed. Also, Alei Bnei Mashruna. Bnei Mashruna once came to him and they complained, Afnu. They heard 16 amos and they said, 16 amos? How can you do 16 amos? They hit him. So, who saw our Karishas Arabim? He thought, Jake, can you just give me a Mishnah Brura, Chelik Dalad? Think Chelik Dalad, I'm gonna need. So who saw Rishas Arabim? Velohi. He thought this was a Rishas Arabim. Velohi Hasam Beinan Kulehai. Right? He thought that the reason is not like that. Over there by Hasam Beinan Kulehai, by Rishas Arabim, you need 16 amos because you have to have people, you have to leave a thoroughfare for people to get through. Hacham Mishum Amtuche Ashleinu Kimlo Kasvi Nagdi Sagi. But here we're just talking about the ropes. So if it's enough for people to pull the ropes, schlepping the rafts, so then that is, it's enough to have a smaller amount. 16 amos. Let me just get the Mishnah Berurah, and I'll show you where it is. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch discusses the definition of Rishis Rabim in the beginning of Chelek Dalid, the unused Chelek of the Mishnah Berurah, because that's all the one about the Erevin. But there, at the beginning of the Chelek, the Shulchan Aruch discusses what is the definition of a Rishis Rabim Daraisa. So one of the definitions is 16 Amos, right here, what he mentioned. First he says, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simshin Mem Hei, Arba Rishios L'Shabbos, Rishis HaYachid, Rishis HaRabim, Karmelis, and Makom Petur. Those are the four Rishuyos. Rishis HaYachid, right, this isn't just what we learn in Mishnayis and Shabbos. These are Halacha L'Maisa. Rishis HaYachid he defines, and different examples of Rishis HaYachid. And here it is, Shin Mem Hei Zayin. Ezeho Rishis HaRabim, what's the definition of Rishis HaRabim? Rechovos Ushvakim HaRechavim Tes Zayin Ama. 16 amos wide. The Einon Mekurim. And they don't have a ceiling. The Ein Lahem Choma. And they don't have a wall around them. Right? You could have a humongous room. And I was one time in Seattle, so I was in the Boeing factory. That's the largest building in volume in the world. It's still a Rishis HaRabim. It has walls around it. The Afilu Yesh Lahem Choma. Even if it has walls. Im Hei Mefulashim Yishar Lashar. If it goes straight through. The Ein Dalzosav Nulas Balayla. And the doors are enclosed at night. Also important. Havi Rishis HaRabim. Right, why is it important to know what a Rishis HaRabim is, Daraisa? Because we paskin that you can't build an Eruv unless it's a Rishis HaRabim Darabanan. If it's a Rishis HaRabim Daraisa, you can't build an Eruv. So that's why the next line in the Shulchan Aruch is so crucial. The Shulchan Aruch just says, 16 amos wide. And then he quotes, V'yesh omrim, shekol she'ein shishim ribo ovrimbo, v'chol yom, einu Rishis HaRabim. If 600,000 people don't walk there every day, it's not a Rishis HaRabim. If we paskin like that, that is a huge, huge kula. Said the Mishnah Berurah, Svir Lahu, the Gamla Zebin and Dumya the Digle Midbar. You got to be like it was in the desert. She Shishim Ribo. V'yaf Shahayisham Od Erev Rav Vinashim Etaf. Even though it was much more than 600,000, it was like 2 million people. Lo Chashvin and Elamashinimsa because of Beferish. Well, we only go by what it says in the pasuk Beferish. Olenin Halacha. What are we paskin? Midas Machaber the Kasa De Azu Rakshim Yesh Omrim. The Shulchan Aruch just quoted this as a Yesh Omrim. Mashmat the Halacha Lo Svir Lekein. Maybe we don't paskin like this. Mikom Makom Ein Banu Koach Limchos Biada Somchin Al De Azu. You can't be mocha against people who hold like this. The De Azu Gamkin Lo Das Yichidahu. Kamosh Kasati Bivir Halacha. Right, this is not a Das Yachid. In the Bivir Halacha, he has a long Arichos here. Who holds like this? The Chain Tzidadu Kama Achronim. And there's a number of Achronim, the Magen Avram, and the Taz, another Achronim. The Chol Bal Nefesh Yachmir La'atzmo. Fine, B'simin Shin Samachtada, Mishnah Berurah, Bivir Halacha, Kan Visham. And that's what he says, the 600,000 people. And then he notes on the B'chol Yom. The Shulchan Aruch says, you need B'chol Yom 600,000. He says, Chipasti B'chol HaRishonim HaOmdim B'Shivat Azu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I looked through all the Rishonim that hold this Shita of you need 600,000. V'lo Nizkar B'Devreim T'nai Zeh. Nobody says you need to have them 600,000 that day, every day. It's a 600,000. Rakshi Yumitsuyin Shom Shisin Ribo. So that's what he talks about in the Bir Halacha B'Shem the Rishonim. Okay, this is just an allusion. Now, I'm not going to go through this further. Feel free in Simon Shimon Hay to do more. But that's an allusion here. The Rav Nassan, Bar Hoshia, he thought it was a din of Rishis HaRabim. Therefore, he had 16 amos on each side, but they knocked him over the head. They said, what do you mean? It's not a din of Rishis HaRabim. It's just a din of needing room for people to schlep the barges. Next, five lines from the bottom. Rabba Barav Huna, Habila Huahu, Abba Aguda Dinara, Rabba Barav Huna owned a forest on the edge of a river. Amrule, Naked Smar. So people came to him and said, "Can you please cut down your forest? You know, it's obstructing the public's need." Nekutzmar. So Amalehu kutzmi levitatoi for the nekutzana. I'm in the middle of the stream here. The people upstream and the people downstream, they haven't cut it down yet. So I'm not going to accomplish anything. So you get them to cut theirs down, and when they cut theirs down, I'll cut mine down. Says the Gemara, Hechi Yavidachi. How did he do this? He's a tzaddik, he's a gadol ador. He said, let them do it first. Paksiv, doesn't it say in Svanya, his koshish of a koshu. We have to be gathered and then gather. We got to work on ourselves first. Once we work on ourselves, then other people we can work on as well. Right? We have to first work on ourselves. Like the Hasidic is saying. The Hasidic is saying, like the Hasidic Rebbe said, I realized first I wanted to change the entire world. And I realized in order to change the entire world, first I had to change my city. And I realized in order to change my city, I had to change my family. And I realized if I wanted to change my family, I had to change myself. So really it boils down to, is koshu v'koshu, kshot atzmacha v'achak kshot achem. You got to do it yourself first. Rabbi Yeruchim says, it's a metzias. It's a matzias. If a person is shahalacha zu eina hanhagas derech eretz bilvad mitzad hayosher v'hamusar, it's not just ethics. Elakachi b'matzias iefsher la'adam l'takin acherim kolzman shehu atzmo eina metukan b'zeh. If a person is not fixed, then he can't affect people. The only way to influence is to be influenced myself, to be convinced. So therefore, so what was he doing here? How was he able to say he should have done it himself first? So why did he say, get the people on the upper and the lower banks first? So he says, no, hotsum, in that case, abba de beparzik rofilahave. The upper and lower banks belong to the government, so they never were going to listen. They don't listen to other to the Jewish rules. The Yamar, so he says to them, "E kaitzu kaitzina." If they cut theirs down, which they're never going to do, then I'll cut mine down. V'lo kaitzu amai ekutz. But if they don't cut theirs down, what's the purpose of mine? Dimam tachi luhu ashulayu mistagi luhu. If they pull their ropes, mistagi luhu. Rashi says, "Im yuchulum to achevlam." If they could pull their ropes and they could go from place to place, fine, they'll go. V'lo lo mistagi luhu. If they don't have place, they won't come. So they're not going to come here, because there's no room for them, because the other people aren't going to cut down their trees, so I don't have to cut down my tree. Rabbi Bar Rav Nachman, continuing the story, Havi Ka'azal Ba'arva. One time, Rabbi Bar Rav Nachman, right, we were just talking about Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. Now we're talking about a different person. Rabbi Rav Nachman was also on a boat. Havi Ka'azal Ba'arva, he's going on a boat. Chaza Hahu Abba, Tekoya Gudidinara. He saw this forest. He saw the forest. Amaluhu Demans, he says to his man on the boat, he says to his helper, he says, whose forest is that? That's Rabbi Rav Huna's forest. So he, on the boat, Rabbi Rav Nachman doesn't know the whole story about why he didn't cut it down. Rashi says, so Omar, he says, a pasuk relating to him, v'yadasarim askanim haisa b'mal hazeh rishona. Pasuk in Ezra, it's interesting why Rashi sometimes has to tell us when it's a pasuk from a sefer that is not such a common sefer. Rashi here says, pasuk was sefer Ezra. Right, sometimes Rashi say that, Rashi says, pasuk in Malachi. Rashi doesn't say that by pasuk in Bereshis. So when does Rashi say that, and when does Rashi not say that? He doesn't say it always. He doesn't say it by every pasuk in Ezra. Interesting study needs to be done. So Amar, he's quoted a pasuk in Ezra that the great people violated first. So he said this Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, right, he did something wrong. Amalukutsu, so he tells his assistants on the ship, cut them down, and they cut down the forest of Rabbi Rav Huna without even asking him. Kotsu, so they cut it down. Also, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. So Rabbi Rav Huna then came and saw his forest was cut down. Ashchei dekayitz. Amar man kaitse takutzan feha. Whoever cut down my trees should have their trees cut down. The Ben Yehoyada says that he really had in mind exactly mita keneged mita, to cut down whoever's trees it was. But the midas hadin was makatreg, and his children were affected. His branches, which are his children, right? The Gemara in Tainus should call on Afemi Yukamoscha. Amri kulhu shani de Rabba Barav Huna, all the years of Rabba Barav Huna, loikayim leizara the Rabba Barav Nachman, the curse went into effect. All of his children died because of this curse. Rashi quotes that he didn't know about it, but the Achronim explained he shouldn't have cut down the trees without any knowledge. The Meiri here says, the Meiri explains and says, a judge could cut down without telling the owner. But if it's of a Talmud Chacham, he should be careful not to cut down except midaito, except with his knowledge. Because he, the Talmud Chacham, also won't be Masari B'midas Adin. He won't not mention something that he feels is just. V'yakutz, and he'll just cut it down. U'misha asa kein, asa shaloka hogan, v'yizar b'kiel aschacham. You gotta be very careful, says the Meiri, but that's what happened here too. He was not so careful. But there is a kesha that Mefarshim point out, and we mentioned it in the past, between a person and trees. He cut down a tree, so therefore his children, right? The pasuk says in Shoftim, when we surround the city, Kisatzer Leo Yamim Rabim, the source for Batashkas. The source for Batashkas in the Torah is not throwing out food. Maybe a kind of food, but it's really throwing out peiros. It says when we besiege a city, right, Parsha in 2 weeks, we lachim ala to fight it. Lo Tashkas is Eitzel and Dochla Garzin. Don't destroy the trees. Kimi menu tochel, because we eat them. But Osel Sichwas, we're not allowed to cut it down. Why? Here's the pasuk, Ki ha Adam Eitz Hasadeh. A man is like Eitz Hasadeh, like a tree. Lafo Pamanachmi Panachma Matzar. To go in front of it in a siege. What does that mean? Ki ya'adam et hasadeh. So Rashi says it's a question. Right? There's a question. Dilma shema ha'adam et hasadeh. Should you say that a person is like a tree? Lihikanis p'dach ha'matzor mipanecha l'siyasu b'suri rav. Do you want to, just like you want to starve the people in the siege, you want to starve the trees? The trees didn't do anything wrong. Lama tashchisanu. Don't destroy them. But many other mafarshim, and especially the Baalei Machshava, understand this as a statement. Ki ha'adam et hasadeh, there is a comparison, the growth of a tree, the growth of a person. Only if it's not a fruit tree are you not allowed to cut it down. So that is the pasuk. If you look in the mentioned in the past, I mentioned this outside last time this came up, so now I'll read it inside. The Rambam Menuchas Malachim discusses Baal Tashchas. It's a question of what exactly is the sheet of the Rambam. Cutting down a fruit tree is for sure an Issa Daraisa. That's in the Torah. The question is how much farther do you expand the Isser? Says the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim. You don't surround the city on all four sides. Don't cut down the fruit trees around the city. And not only in a siege, you can't cut down the trees. Anywhere. If you cut down a tree in a destructive way, you get malchus. You're allowed to cut it down when? If it's damaging other trees, or it's damaging somebody else's, or you could sell the lumber for a lot of money, and the lumber is all worth a lot more than the fruit. Only in a destructive way does the Torah aser. And then the Rambam says you're allowed to cut down nilan srak in a tree that does not produce fruit. But then is the unclear Rambam. Says the Rambam in Halacha Yud, Vav Yud, and Hilchos Malachim, v'lo ha'ilanos bilvad, and not only trees could you not destroy. Ela kol hamishaber kelim v'koreya begadim, anybody who breaks glasses kelim or rips clothing, v'horeis binyan, destroys buildings, v'sosim amayan, just closes up a well, u'ma'abed ma'achalos derech hashchasa, if anybody does any of these in a destructive manner, over below tashchis, he violates ve'ena loke elamakas mardus midirehem, but he only gets malkas midirabanan. So the shaila is, what do those last two lines of the Rambam mean? Outside of trees, you violate Baal Tashchis, you only get Malkas Midrabanan though. Does that mean Pashtus? You might say it's also Asa, but it's only Asa Midrabanan. That's what the Rambam means by Malkas Mardus. Other Achronim, though, say maybe it's not so clear. If you look in the Torah Tamima holds like a number of Achronim. Torah Tamima on that pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, he says, no. The Rambam holds it's all Daraisa. You don't get Malkas because it's not Mefurish Bikra. But it's also Da'oraisa. Says the Mishnah Melech wonders about this Lashon, but says the Torah Tzimima, V'nira B'dayto, Ki B'chlal Iser Lavshel, Malkus Eino Ela B'ilanos, Mishum D'bititu, Mifareshes HaTorah Milse B'tayma, Ki Ha'adam Eis HaSada, Aval B'shar Dvarim, Av Ki Over B'lav, Aval Eino Loke Aleihem, Ki Eino Mifurashim Amash B'Torah. That is the Torah Tzimima. The Torah Tzimima continues, though, and this we alluded to a couple of weeks ago when Baal Tashchis came up. Amnam beini lanos bein shari dvarim muter lahashchis heichish ish basad sarach aguf. You're allowed to destroy when there's a need. Asher beloze yera o yazik eza erech laguf kamoshim avur besugi lefanenu. Tamaram ha'yisarfim kisos meulos lahazik ben biyom hakaza. Right, they used to burn chairs in order to create something to warm them, warm themselves after they bloodlet. V'tama davar pashut ta'achrei de'ikri yisra hashchasum nishiyis potzarcha adam. Because the whole reason of Baal Tashchis is because you're taking away what somebody needs, but if somebody needs something and it's a greater good to break it down, then there wouldn't be a problem. This is what we discussed a couple of weeks ago. The chakira in Baal Tashchis, is it a din in the Maisa Hashchasa, or is it a din in just ruining what people can get benefit from? The mystery of Baal Tashchis is what the Taz makes the Ha'ara. And that is why Baal Tashchis does not have a separate simon anywhere in the Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. It's Mefurish in the Gemara, Mefurish in the Rambam, Baal Tashchis. So why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch talk about Baal Tashchis? Well, unclear. That's the Tzorach Ian of the Taz in Yoredeya, Simen Kuftez Zayin Sivav. That's where the Taz says, if there is a Tzorach of a person, one is allowed to cut down the tree. Let's say a person wants to build a house. He has to remove a tree to build a house. He's allowed to do that. The Tamahati Shebetur Lo Hevi Din Zeh B'Shum Makom. Min Katitsa Sa'ilan Hanal Rak B'Smag. The smog brings it down, but it's not nowhere in the Torah, nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch. Sarach Ian, where it is. That is the mystery of the Taz. Again, there are many. There's a fascinating tshuva of the Binyan Sion, where the Binyan Sion in Simon Samach Aleph was there was a certain rule in a certain city where he was being seen as the Aruch Laner, the Yaakov Ettlinger. There was a rule that a person wasn't allowed to get married unless he had a house. Interesting rule. Unless you have a place to live with your wife, you're not allowed to get married. So there was one place that they found, but there was a place there were trees there. So he's allowed to cut down the trees. If he doesn't cut down the trees, he won't be able to get married. So the Aruch Laner, the Binyan Sion, writes, of course he can, and he quotes, there are sakana issues.
Rav Sakanish, the Shelis Yavitz, and others quote that trees, there is a lot of mystical items when it comes to trees. I had one of my poskim, one of my rebbeim, whenever he was asked about this idea about cutting down the trees, unless it was mamish clear, like it was poisonous or something, his answer was, I don't paskin trees. That's what he used to say. He used to let somebody else paskin. But again, that's what they have to look in the poskim. There's a lot of secret... the Gemara talks about it when it comes to cutting down trees and people dying when it comes to trees. But the Binyan Tzion acknowledges those dangerous psakim, and he says in this case it would be mutter if you do it A, through a guy, you do it through a shliach, and kivan shebarad tzarach makomo mutter l'tzos ilanos this vade tzarach makomo in kachshash iser osakana klal become makom, whatever you could do, you know, you could try to do it, maybe be ochre it with their roots to plant it somewhere else, you know, you try to cover your bases with having a guy do it, having to do it with the roots, but as long as you cover all your bases, it would be helpful. But that's his truv in Siman Samach Aleph. Again, that all relates to our sugya of the connection, because this Rav Nachman cut down the trees, so therefore he was cursed. Okay, weiter. I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda the Amora says, Hakol Igligapa. When it comes to building gates on a city for protection, everybody has to go and contribute to help out. Vafilu miyasmi, even we take money from Yisomim, because it's for their protection too. Avol Rabbanan lo. But we don't have to take money from Talmidei Chachamim in order to protect the city. Why? My time of Rabbanan, lo tzrichin tirusa. A Talmid Chacham does not need Shmira. Why? Rashi says, Taraso mishamarta. His Torah guards him. Big discussion in the Mefarshim. This main sugi of this is Baba Basra Davches. That's where the Gemara talks all about taxes and whether Talmid Chacham has to pay taxes or not. The Nemuki Yossi says there, only if Taraso umnaso. If he learns every second of the day, and he doesn't do anything else, he doesn't do half the mitzvahs, like Rosh Hashanah Yochai, that's where we say this halacha applies, about not paying the taxes. The Rosh over there is a little bit more flexible. The Rosh says, even if he stops for a little bit to make a little parnasa, but it basically is kfiyas is in Torah, so that's enough for this halacha. And that's who the Rama Paskin's like. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Siman Reish Mem Gimel, Hilchas Kfot Tamar Chacham, the Shulchan Aruch says, Talmid Chacham lo hayo yotzim ba'atzmem mishar ha'am, la'asos bebinyin u'b'chafiras, they don't do regular diggings, shelo yisbazu b'fnei amei ha'aretz. It's not because they're balgaivis. But it's kavod ha'Torah. It's kavod ha'Torah that the Rabbanim don't do certain actions. V'yakivan shem peturim, afilu achir b'mkom ha'in sochrim. Right? So that's what we don't allow them to do certain items. B'med v'amirim k'shkol adam yotzim ba'atzmo, etc. Let me find where we're up to. Aval darsh, davar shu tzarech l'shmiras ha'ir. If something's for the shmir of the city, lo hayu chayavim lasis lehem klum, shein tzrichim shmira, shetorasan mishamartam. L'chein ha'yu peturim mikom minei masim, bein masim ha'ksuvin, al kol b'nei ir, etc. This does not apply to taxes b'zman hazet. That's not for now. That's the issue of dina d'machus adina. But because taxes now aren't just used for protection, it's used for a lot of things, services that everybody uses. And because of that, of course, everybody has to be. There might be certain clergy exemptions, but that's based on dina d'machus adina. But most taxes apply to everyone. The Shulchan Aruch continues, V'davka tamidei chachamim shetorasan umnasan. Well, this only applies to rasan umnasan. Aval ein terasan umnasan chayavin miyu. What's the rush? Im yesh lo ma'at umnis o ma'at masu umatan l'sparni spoke dechayav v'lo his asher u'bakal shash u'pani mi'asakav chozer adivrei Torah v'lo mi'tadir nikra torasa umnasa. If somebody learns every free second that he has most of his life and he just works in order to make a living, so then that is called torasa umnasa. A lot of hashkafic implications to that halacha as well for torasa umnasa. I'm not sure if this definition would apply to the p'tur for mitzvahs. At least for this Ptur from Masim, you could have this a little more flexible definition of Terasu Umnaso. For the other halachas of Terasu Umnaso, of pushing away certain mitzvahs to Rabbanan, we might not have this definition. What's the definition of a Talmud Chacham besides Terasu Umnaso? The Rama adds, V'ein chilek bein shu tofes yeshiva olo, it doesn't matter if he has a specific position, rak shu muchzak l'talmud chacham bedoro, she yodeya lisa v'litein batorah, Umevin midaito barov makomos atamud pirushav. He's muchzak. Everybody knows he's a Talmud Chacham, and he's able to converse in most areas in Gemara. He knows most topics. He could at least have a. Doesn't mean he has to know every word of the Shach Levitarya, but he has to be able to talk and learning in all these areas. Upirushav upiskei agaonim the tarasu umnaso kederech shenizbar the avagad deim b'dareinu achshav chacham leinyan sheyinu lo litcher the dava imevayishem mikamakal leinu the pacho mimazim and daktim mazeh. Even though certain halachas of Talmud Chacham doesn't apply anymore, says the Rama, but regarding this, it would apply. But again, it's might not be so halakha l'maisa in cases where taxes don't only go for protection. Says the Gemara. Let's continue. Again, Bezra, we'll get back to these sugyas in the first parak of Baba Basra. Says the Gemara Vayter. Lakarya, so that's for protection, so then Talmidei Chacham don't have to go out. Lakarya, depasya, b'afilu mi rabbanan. But if it's for digging wells for water, then even the rabbanan, because even they have to drink water. But when do they go out? That's only if people don't go out themselves, but they send shlichim to do it, so then they have to send, the rabbanan also have to participate. But if the mamish go out, the people of the town go out and dig themselves, then the rabbanan shouldn't go out. Still, it wouldn't be covered a Torah. It would be zayin for the Torah to have the great time of the Chachamim digging the wells. So therefore, they don't have to go out. Amar Yehuda, Vayter. Other interpersonal, neighborly issues. Lakarya denara. Let's say there's a blockage in a river. Tatoy misayi loy. The lower people on the lower banks have to help out the people on the upper banks, because if there's a stoppage on the upper banks, then nobody has water. And opening it up is good even for the lower people, so they even have to help out. But if there's a stoppage in the lower one, then the upper people don't have to help out, because they're not affected by it. So they don't have to help out. The chilufa b'mayi demitrus, the opposite by rainwater. Rashi explains that there's a system of getting the rainwater out of the town, system of gutters to get the rainwater out of the town. So then the opposite is true. The upper people have to help the lower people, and the lower people don't have to help the upper people, because the way it works in terms of Rashi explains, where the rain goes down, the rule is, if you're affected by it, you got to help out. If you're not affected by it, if the water will just get stuck in the upper, so it doesn't affect the bottom ones, it's not going to leak onto mine. So if you have a stoppage, I don't have to help you out. But if there's a stoppage in the lower, so then it's going to go all the way up. It's going to be stopped and go all the way up and flood the whole town. Therefore, even the upper people will have to help out. Hayinami hachi, similar halacha. Chamesh ginos, hamistavkos mayan echad. If you have five gardens that get water from one mayan, v'niskalkel hamayan, and the mayan, the well gets ruined, kulam esaknos im elyona. They all have to help out, because all the gardens get fed from this mayan. Nimseis atachtonim misakenes im kulan, u'misakenes la'atzma. The bottom one has to help out, even if only theirs is affected, and everybody else's, because the bottom one is the one that gets water last. So the bottom owner is affected by all the stoppages, because you won't get water, and therefore he always has to help out. The same thing with 5 yards. Five courtyards that the water flows out through one biv, through one gutter. They all have to help out the bottom one. Just like we said earlier, because here if it gets stuffed up, then the elyon is going to be the one that's going to have to help out. If it's only the upper one, then the bottom one won't have to help out. Anyway, Lamaisa, the rule of the past 8 lines is, if it's going to affect you, you got to help out. Omar Shmuel. Next halacha. Haiman da achzik baraksa denara. The person made a chazaka on the riverbank. What do you mean on the riverbank? Rashi explains that they used to leave areas of the riverbank open to allow large ships to load and unload, so everybody left that open. So let's say somebody goes and starts building a house on the riverbank. So he's ruining the public property. Chasifa havi, it's chutzpah. It's chutzpahdik that you're doing this. Siluk la masakinale, but we have no power to remove him. But the ha'idna, but nowadays, the kakasi parsoi, kanilchan molit savre sus yamaya, but now that the Persians outright in their documents that when somebody buys a piece of land near the water, so it's their water, it's their area all the way into the water until, if a horse would stand there, the water would be up to his neck, up until that point that belongs to the person who owns the land on the side. And let's say, adding in one line, and let's say so the person who bought the area next to the water, he left a certain amount of area free so that the boats could go there. And somebody else comes in and starts being machzik that area. So slukinami misalkin onlay. So we could remove that guy. Because the only reason that the Kona left that area free was for the ships. If a new person comes in, we can get rid of him. Amar Rav Yehuda. Here we go. Says Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav. Let's say there are two brothers and two partners that have land near each other, and there's one little property in between them, between the two brothers and between the two partners. And somebody goes, punked, and buys that land. That's chutzpahdik, right? We don't say, the Nemuki Yosef says, don't say that because they didn't buy the property yet, so that means they're mochel. No, we assume that they didn't buy the property yet because they don't think somebody's going to be chutzpahdik enough to go try to buy it. So therefore, they weren't mochel. And therefore, we say this guy is chutz bedik, seluki lo misalkinanle. The Tanakhama says, though, that we don't force him to get out of there. For Rav Nachman amar nami misalkinanle. Rav Nachman says, no. We get him out because it's like they have a mixas kinyan in it already. It's strong enough to remove them. V'imi shemdina de bar mitzvah. But what if it's not in between two brothers or two partners, but it's just on the side? Dina de bar mitzvah. That means if I have a property to sell, I have to offer it to my neighbor first. Let's say somebody else goes and takes it. Lo misalkinan lei. If it's only because the buyer went against this din of dina de bar mitzvah, so we can't remove him, the Tanakhama says, Nahardo yamar filim shem dina de bar mitzvah misalkinan lei. Nahardo, he says, no, we do remove. How strong is this dina bar mitzvah? Can we remove the buyer and put the neighbor in there? Because really, it's only right that the neighbor could get it, so now he has a larger property altogether. It's worth more to him than to anybody else. Is that a din liyikuba that we could even remove the buyer? That's a machlokas. But what is it based on? Mishum shenemar v'yasisa hayosha v'atov b'nei Hashem. It's based on the pasuk of you should do what's right and good in the eyes of Hashem. So we mentioned in the past this halacha, the beautiful language of the Ramban. The Ramban here. Beautiful language that the Ramban mentions. I had a Ramban before. I think I mentioned the Ramban before. Here it is. Where is it? What's my Ramban? Oh, here it is. I got it. Says the Ramban on Vasisa Yashav Atov, the Ze Inyan Gadol. This is in Parshas Veschanan. This is a big Inyan. Lefisha E. Afshala Haskir Batara Kol Hanogas Adamim Shchainav. Right? We had this before. Vasisa Yashav Atov. We had this way back when in Parshas in Hamafkid, like Shuma Hadar. If somebody, my property is estimated and then given away because they owe money and I can't pay back, so then when I get money back, the buyer should give it back to me. So the Gemara said, Amafkid Shuma Hadar. It's only right that you give him back his property. And we have this back on Lamed Hey and Aleph. Asisa Yashvatov. This is another example. Because it's impossible, says the Ramban, for the Torah to mention every single case. It's impossible to go through every case. Aval but achareisha hisker mehem harbe kagon lasilech rachil losikam lositar. After the Torah writes many of the interpersonal Averos, lo samal adam reyecha, lo sakal acheresh, v'mipnei seva takum, chazer lomo b'der aklal, shiaseh hatov ha-yasher b'chol davar. It says it's more general rule, so that many other things are included. Like, what does the Ramban say? Komash is kiru b'dina de bar mitzvah, baba mitzia, kuf ches, amid aleph. Right, that is the example given for asisa v'yasher b'tov. That is the Ramban, as also halacha. Right, the Ramban, in all of the places in the Torah where it talks about these saying tamim tiyem Hashem alokecha v'asisa yashav atov kedoshim tiyu. The Ramban takes those as messages for midos for life. We have to put those on our fridge. Kedoshim tiyu v'asisa yashav atov. All of those belong in a primary, a very strong light. The Magen Mishnah also echoes these ideas. The last Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Shchenim, where the Rambam also talks about dina de bar mitzvah. Says the Magen Mishnah, "Shetorasenu atamima nitna b'tikun midos ha'adam." The Torah is given to perfect ourselves. Ubahan hagaso ba'olam klalim ba'omral kedoshim tiyu. V'atakavana kamo she'amru kadesh aspecha b'mutterlach. And it says you have to sanctify yourself into what's mutter to you. Shlo yesh shatuf achar ataivus v'chein amr v'atziz v'yashva tov v'akavana she'isnahek b'hanagat tovav v'yisharan b'nei adam. Do what's proper in the eyes of people. V'lo hayam min harra'ui b'chol zeh letzavos pratim. The Torah didn't have to give us any details because you go by whatever's appropriate and needed in the time, in the place, in the area. But the Torah just gave us a few. Ubechol inyan vehechre chayiv lasos kein umidas ha'adam anagaso mischalfos lufi hazman v'ha'ishim. Right, it depends on time, it depends on circumstance, but this is the din of the Atzisa Yashav Atov and Dina Debar Mitzvah. There's a machlokes, Rov Rishonim hold, this is a din derabanan. Rashi here says the Lashon Tiknu, the Rosh, the Me'iri say beferish takana derabanan. There is one line in the Shidlei Giborim here in the back, which seems to say it might be a din d'oraisa, but Pashas is a din, it's a din d'rabanan. Okay, let's continue. Now we get into all the details. The next amud and a half is all about dina d'bar mitzvah. Asa imlichbe, what happens if the potential buyer comes and talks to the neighbor? Amrle ezel izvon, he says, can I buy it? Are you interested in buying it? Can I buy it? Amrle ezel izvon, yeah, go buy it, it's fine. Sorach lemikne mine olo. Does the buyer have to do a kinya chalipin with the shachin, with the neighbor or not? Machlokas. Ravina amar lo tzorach lemikne mine, renardoya amri tzorach lemikne mine. What's the issue? Why would you say you need a kinyan? So Rashi says, if you don't do a kinyan, then the neighbor could basically say, Mishatani b'cha. I was joking, I didn't mean it. But the Nemuka Yosef says more fundamentally, he says no, because every meitzar has a partial kinyan, a quasi kinyan, in the in the item. That kinyan might only go into effect when it's potentially on the market. What, every person who owns property has a kinyan in the neighbor's property? It could be the second that the neighbor wants to sell it, so then I could already foresee, halacha could already foresee the kinyan of the neighbor. And to give up that kinyan, maybe you need the kinyan chalipin. So maybe that's why that's the issue here. The other issue that's discussed, the marshal here says, maybe the issue of kinyan or not, has to do with whether we would view the buyer as the shliach of the shachin, of the matzron, or no. And maybe to get him out of being the shliach, so he has to do a kinyan. He has to do a kinyan chalipin. That's a discussion. What's the halacha? The machlokas v'hilchasa tzarech l'miknei minei. You got to do a kinyan. You got to do a kinyan. Fine. Hashad amr tzarech l'miknei minei. Now that we hold that you have to do the kinyan chalipin, what if you don't? Ilo konu minei. What if you don't do the kinyan chalipin? Iker v'zol b'rshus say. Then we pass, unless the field went up or down in value, and went up or down in value in the rishus of the neighbor. Because really, if the no kinyan was done, the buyer wasn't allowed to do it. Okay, so now we're going to have a couple of other cases. What about Zavin b'mei av shavi masan? What happens if the buyer bought it for 100 and it was really worth 200? Meaning the buyer got a good deal. So chazina. So now being a bar mitzvah, you got to get the land back. So chazina ilu kuliyama kamozilna umazvin. If this seller would have given a good price to anybody, yoav lemeya v'shakale, then the meitzar just pays back the buyer 100 and takes it. Vilo yavle, and if he wouldn't, right? If he lo yavle masan, vilo yavle masan v'shakale. And if not, if he wouldn't have given anybody, just this guy did a tova for, so then the meitzar has to pay 200. He has to pay 200, and then he could take the land. Who has to bring the proof? Who has to figure it out? So the Rush says that it is the meitzar alav lahaviraya, because once the buyer buys it, he's the muchzak. So lahotzi mimenu, for this din derabanan, we say that the meitzar has to bring the raya. What about the opposite? Zavin masan v'shav yemeya. What if the buyer bought it for 200? It's really only worth 100, so he got ripped off. So savar mina, they thought matzi amar leila tkunisha tadech lalavisi. The meitzar, the border man, could say to the buyer, "You're my quasi shliach. Right? If I didn't give you the make a kinyan with you, I send you to do good for me, not bad for me. So I'm not going to give you 200. You made a bad deal." So amar leima kashisha b'ridav chizel arvashi hachem aradayim shedar of Nachman. No, we argue on that. Why? Ain ona'a likarkaos. Because really there is no ona'a, so you never overcharge, you never overbought. So this sugya has come up a number of times already. We mentioned the three-way machlokas. What does ain ona'a likarkaos mean? Does that just mean that if it's at the 1/6 level, you get to keep it, but more than that, you have to give it back? That's Rashi. Do you say ain ona'a has maximum 100%? That's Rabbeinu Tam. Or the Rambam and the Rif that say ain ona'a likarkaos, period. There is no limit. And this is one of the riots that they bring. Pashas, there is no limit here. The Rashbam in Baba Basra, the Rush right here says, what does it mean in Olak HaKos? Sounds like the Svara of the Rambam and of the Rif, because sometimes people will pay a lot of money for a piece of land. If they want it really badly, there's no ona. Similar to what we had back in the fourth Perek in Azav, that if there's something that a Baal Bayis buys, he has an emotional connection to it, so there might not be ona by certain Matatulin either. But for sure, by Karka, by real estate, there is no ona. We said this is based on five words in the first Perek of Maseches Baba Kama, where the Gemara says, Karka shove kol kesef. Shove kol kesef. And the Nemuki Yosef there in the first parak of Baba Kama says, I'm sorry, I think the Nemuki Yosef is in somewhere else, where I think it's here. It's here. He quotes that Gemara in Baba Kama, the first parak. Shove kol kesef, that's the sheet of the Rambam. Whatever you pay for it is what it's worth. So therefore, there is no ona when it comes to karka. But here too, the Meitzer will not be able to tie into that. What about these other cases? Is there an issue of Dina de Bar Mitzvah by the following 10 cases or so? Zavan Ligir Yuadara ben Mitzvah Nichseh. Let's say the seller, Reuven, is selling property to Shimon, and he sells property on the inside of his fields. Right? He has fields all around, and for some reason Reuven sells a field that's inside all of his properties. So is there Bar Mitzvah there? Because all of his other properties are surrounding this field. So Chazinan, you check it out. If this little field in the middle does not fit the other field, it's a very good field or a very bad field, Zvini Havi Zvini Zvini, then it's fine, because then you could assume he did it because he just wanted to make a buck or get rid of a bad field. But if it's just like all the others, then Irume Kamarim, you could assume that he's just doing this as a trick. That he sold it to a different person, but now this middle guy could buy the outer fields because now he's a Meitzar. He's the inner Meitzar. So therefore you could assume that it is a trick. And Rashi says you can throw him off the field, right? You could be misalik him. According to the sheet, that he can be misalik for Dina de Bar Mitzvah. Next, Matana. What if somebody gives a gift Less b'mishum dina de bar mitzvah. A gift, there is no bar mitzvah issues when it comes to a gift. Why? Because I want to give a gift to one person, not to the other person. So therefore, and the buyer, usually the buyer could say, we say to the buyer, hey, you're not losing anything anyway, go buy a different field. But here we say, no, he couldn't get anything else for free, so therefore, he gets to keep it. Amar Meimar, but he costs of Lechrayis, if when he gives the gift, and he says, and if anything happens to this gift, I'll repay you for it, Isfei Mishnim Dinu Bar Mitzvah, then it is Bar Mitzvah, because then obviously, the Rishonim say, he's faking him out, he probably sold it to him, and because you don't write a Chrayis and buy a gift, so he probably sold it to him, and is just writing Matana to get out of these Bar Mitzvah laws. Machar Kol Nechasav Le'echad. What if a person sold all of his properties to another person? Reuben sold all of his nechasim to Shimon, and one of his properties happens to border another one's. So is that, does the halacha bar mitzvah apply? Less than Shimon dinah bar mitzvah, the halacha does not apply. Why? Rashi says, and the other Befarshim explained, the Shimon Gubetza says, because here, we don't want to cause the seller any loss by bar mitzvah, because we said, well, this is Yashav HaTov, you want to do Tov to him too. And he wants to sell all his property. If you take away one of them, maybe the guy's not going to want to buy most of his property. You want to find somebody to buy all his property. So therefore, the halacha doesn't apply. The Shita B'Kubetza says, though, Beferis, if you do, if the Mitzar wants to buy all of his property, then he can. Then he can buy all of his property. That's the Shita. The Meiri, Beferis argues. The Meiri quotes that opinion. He says, no. He says, because this is a Milsa de la Shchicha, lo tikin Rabbanan. Rabbanan warrant misnaking bar mitzvah in this type of case where you sell all your property. Labayla marishonim. What about if I sell property to the people I bought it from originally? I bought this 20 years ago. Now I'm selling it. I have to, if I sell it back to the original owner, less by machine dinah bar mitzvah, there's also no takana there because it's just like I'm giving back what was. Zavin me'akam zavin la'akam, less by machine dinah bar mitzvah. If I buy from a guy or sell to a guy, there's also. Each one. Let's talk about it. Zavin me'akam, if I buy from a guy, there's no bar mitzvah. Da'amar lei, ari avrachai le mitzvah. Because I could tell him, look, I got a lion off your border. Give me thanks. I got a lion off your border. Now I can do whatever I want. So the Shita Gubetz says, 1 minute. Because he did him one tova, so forevermore, he never has to do him another tova. Says the Shita, an important line. He says, v'nir li, shekivan shebisha shekana lochal alav chi evdin bar mitzvah, since when he bought it, there was no bar mitzvah when it went into effect. Kivan sha'asa mitzvah yoser gadol ha'afriach harim mitzvah Yisraeli sulo machay basiyas mashenu mutlalav. He doesn't have to go beyond what he did. It just to get a great tova for him, ma'afriach hari. So therefore, he doesn't have to do anything more. That is about zavan from a guy. What about selling to a guy? Zavan la'akum akum vade la bar basiyas yashva tofu. Selling to a guy. Also, the halacha doesn't apply, because there's no din of Asisa Hayashar Vehatov. Rashi says, why? Important Rashi. Rashi says, La Akam La Bar Vehasisa. Rashi says, The Ein Lanu Lomar Aldinat Bar Mitzvah Vasisa Yashar Vehatov Ella Lilo Keach. Only applies to a buyer who happens to be non-Jewish here. Shahamochar Amolo Masha Asisi Lucha. Because the seller can say, what did I do? I don't have to sell it at all. So the Asisa Yashar Vehatov has nothing to do with the seller, it only has to do with the buyer. So when the buyer is non-Jewish, so then the halacha, there is no takana. But, says the Gemara, Shimute vadi misham tinolei, ad the makabalei kal onsi dasli le machmatei. But we put him in cheirim. Put him in cheirim for selling it to a non-Jewish neighbor. You don't know what's going to be. What's going to be if he's going to cause him any damage. So we put him in cheirim until he accepts to be responsible for any ones that might occur in the future. Next, mashkanta, less by mishum dinah de bar mitzvah. A mashkon, we had this back much, much earlier, back on Samaches, right, a number of 40 blot ago. Says the Gemara, if I give a piece of land as a mashkon, and then the malveh wants to buy that, he's allowed to buy it, because he's considered the closest neighbor regarding that mashkon. Jam Ravashi, Amrule, Savi, the Masamachsia, Ravashi says, the elders of Masamachsia taught me, my mashkanta, what does the word mashkon come from? What's the shorish? The shchuna gabe. It rests near him. My nafkamina ledina de bar mitzvah. Right, that ledina de bar mitzvah, so it rests by him. That is why if somebody has a mashkon, so we say that he is the one that is allowed to take it. The Shinu Gubetzis says this is not just a gzeres hakasav, this is a svara that one could give for dina de bar mitzvah, that just like the malveh did a tova to the lov in the first place to lend him money, the lov is kind of doing a tova back to the malveh. That's also a type of sisi yashva tov. You know, everybody you have to look at in terms of relative terms. What about the following case? Limka baracha v'lgo b'karov, barav v'lgo b'yafeh. Let's say a person is selling, but because he's under pressure. He wants to buy something else. So he sold a farther house because he wants to buy a closer house. So he sold a bad one, he wants to buy a good one. So again, less by mishum dinah de bar mitzvah. He doesn't have to wait around to try to sell it to the neighbor. Because in these cases, we assume he's pressed for time. So therefore, he doesn't have to wait around. He's trying to, you have to be tof to him too. So if it's tof to him too, so therefore he could sell it right away. Lakarga, similar ideas, he'd be selling it because he has to pay off a tax. Lemizone, or he has to pay mizonos to his wife or daughters. Lakfura, or he wants to bury somebody. Last bay mishum din bar mitzvah. Again, there's no din bar mitzvah there because we allow him, we assume time is of the essence, and he doesn't have to wait around to try to sell it to his neighbor if he has a buyer right away. To Amri Nardah, because Nardah, he said, Lakarga, Lemizone, Lakfura, Mizavnina, Bloch Rasta. For these items, you're even allowed to sell property of orphans without achraza. Achraza means you put it on eBay, you want to get the best price, you say, this is what's on the market for you, wait a week. So for these items, you don't even do that. So you might be causing a loss to Yisomim. But still, it doesn't matter, because for these things you sell, time is of the essence. So too, bar mitzvah would not apply. And also, le'isha, le'yasmi, le'shutfi, less b'mishim dina de bar mitzvah. The Gemara ends off by saying, also, if you sell to a woman, there's no bar mitzvah by a woman, because if a woman buys something, we don't say, no, you just go get another piece of land. No, because it's not shriach, and it's not tznius for a woman to have to schlep around to do it, or yisomim, or a shutaf, also. The first two, isha yisomim, because it's not nice to make them go get a piece of land, and shutfis is no bar mitzvah. Why? Because a shutif, also, if I have a shutif with somebody, even, many Rishonim say, if he doesn't own this land with me, but still, he is a partner with me, and I can sell it to him, he is enough considered a neighbor. There's an interesting machlokas between the Baal HaMor and the Ramban here. What about if the border man is rich and the lokeach is poor? So is there a takana in that case? If the one who wants to buy it is poor and the one who's neighborly, he's not buying it. The one who's the meitzar doesn't really need it. He's just buying it laharvacha ba'alma. Says the Baal HaMor, there's no bar mitzvah there. This case of Isha Yasmi Shutfi, the Meha, the Hecha de Bar Mitzvah, Lomiboyle El Harvacha, if the Bar Mitzvah only needs it for a profit, the Lokeach de Chikale Shaita, and the buyer is really poor, there's no Bar Mitzvah there. That's what my father told me, says the Baal HaMor. And the Ramban here in the Machama says, no. No raya. What's the difference? An isha and yisomim. So fine, they can't get another one. But this poor person, let him go buy another one. Just like he's begging around for this one, I'll go beg around for another one. Machlokes b'amar and the Ramban, the Rama paskins like the Baal HaMor. Ramas and the Baal HaMor, in Simi Kuf Ayin Hey, that if it's a poor buyer and a rich meitzar, so we give it to the poor buyer. Good. The Meiri, by the way, here has 2 days about a tumtum and an androgynous. You treat him like an isha in this case or not. Interesting. Got to do the Mishnah at the end of Bikurim for tumtum and androgynous. Okay, weiter. Next lines in the Gemara, we'll go with Rashi's pshat. Tosfos argues, other Rishonim argue, we'll go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says we are switching out of Dina de Bar Mitzvah for a few lines, and we're going just to general Dina Kedima, Dinim of who has certain rights. So let's do that. Shchene ha'ir v'shchene sada. Let's say nobody's owns the property right next to you, but you want to know who to sell it to. You have to sell it to your neighbors who are close to you, or shchene. Shchene sada, right? Rashi says, let's do the Rashi says near Beinai, the la third wide line, the la bedina de bar mitzvah. We're not talking about bar mitzvah here. Ela hasi etsa derech yashav etov lemocher. We're just saying what should a mocher do? Shem yesh lo sada lemkar. If he has a field to sell, ubo alel lokeach shchene hador meslo bedira. There are people that live in his apartment building. V'shachin shesh lo besada shesada sein smucha zulazu. Let's say there are people who live in his apartment building, his neighbors, and there are people who have lands next to his lands, but not next to the one that he's selling. So who should he sell to? Shchene here called him. Sell to his real neighbors. That's good advice. Keep on good terms with your neighbors. Shochin b'tamar chacham, tamar chacham called him. Let's say you have somebody in town that you want, that you're close with. Again, not talking about somebody who's next to the property you're trying to sell. Shochin, you have a neighbor in town, and you have a tamar chacham in town, so tamar chacham called him. Try to sell to a tamar chacham. That's the mitzvah. Karav tamar chacham called him. You have a relative in a tamar chacham goes first. Iboy lehu, shochin v'karov mai. What about if you have a neighbor and a relative? So tashma, tov shochin karav me'ach rachok. So the shochin goes first. Period. Now back to bar mitzvah. Now, that's why some Rishonim don't like Rashi, because, what, he leaves Bar Mitzvah for 5 lines and then goes back? But that's what Rashi says. Because Rashi basically says, why should a Talmid Chacham have any different halachas for Dina de Bar Mitzvah? So therefore, that's why they don't like Rashi Pshat. Okay, let's finish up these cases. Hani Zuzei Tavi Vanu Zuzei Tekule. Let's say, if the border man gives worse money than the Lokeach, so less money from Dina de Bar Mitzvah, the seller doesn't have to suffer. Because remember, it's based on Vasisa Yashav HaTov, so you want to be Tov to the seller also. So he doesn't have to suffer to sell it to the Meitzar. Hani Tzayri v'hani Shari. What if one of them gives him tied up money and one of them gives him loose money? So again, let's be Mishum Dina de Bar Mitzvah. Rashi says loose money is better because he can actually see the money. So therefore, he could just go for the loose money.
Omar Ezel the Etrach Laisizuze. Let's see if the border man says, no, let me go. I'm gonna go bother myself and get some money to pay you. Lo Natrina, you don't have to wait for him. He says, I have to go and be Matriach myself. Who knows if he's gonna bring it? Omar Ezel Laisizuze. If he says, I'm going to bring, so then Chazina, you check out Yigavra the Amidu. If he's a rich person, the Ozlo Maisizuze Natrina, that you think he's gonna bring it, fine. The Lolo Natrina, but if he's not, then you don't have to wait for him there either. Next. Let's say one person owns a piece of land and another person owns the house on the land. And one person wants to sell. The owner of the land could say to the owner of the house, you sell me the house first, because it's my land. And you know what? You're in the house, but when you leave the house, this house is going to be mine again. So therefore, the owner of the land has a shibud really on both, and therefore he could be ma'aki of the owner of the house from selling it to anybody else. But the opposite does not work. The owner of the house cannot tell the owner of the land who to sell it to, because the owner of the house is only there on a temporary basis. Same thing with a land owned by one and a tree on it, owned by somebody else. Same thing. Let's say you have two neighbors. One wants to buy it for planting, and one wants to buy it for building. So Yishuv Adif. Building a house is more important. But last but mishum dinat bar mitzvah, and there's no dinat bar mitzvah there, meaning there's no equality there, you can give it to the one who wants to buy the house. Ifsek mishunisa o rechva de tikla, what happens if between your field and the other person's field there's a rocky area? Well, there are trees there. So is that called a border? So chazina, you see, im yachal haknas ba filot flam echad ispa mishunim dinat bar mitzvah. If you could at least get through one plow, then you could say it's all one, because again, the whole point is that he's going to have a larger field now, then you got to sell it to him as long as it's connected a little bit. V'ilo, less b'mishim dinu de bar mitzvah. But if you can't even get through one little plow, then there's no bar mitzvah. Last line, hani dalet b'nei matzrani. What happens if there are four, you have a field, and you have four different people on the four different sides? So who do you sell it to? So to kadim chai minav v'zav in zvini. If one of them came and bought it first, so then deal's a deal, because that's dinu de bar mitzvah. V'kulu asi b'adi adadi, but if they all came together, Palgalo Bakarnazil, you gotta split it up diagonally, Bakarnazil. You have a picture, imagine if you have four fields, so you take the middle field into four equal triangles, and you give each of those triangles to one of the people on the side. Interesting machlokas, we'll just end with this, between the Rambam and the Rashba. What happens if you have four fields, but on one of the sides there are two fields? So there are five abutting fields. Right, one on each side, but on one of the sides you have two different fields. So do you split it in five equal parts? That's the Rambam, and the Rashba says no. You split it into four equal parts, and the one that has two fields on their side, they have to split the one-fourth, they have to split that in half. So it's an interesting focus between Rambam and the Rashba. Reb Chaim discusses maybe it's based on the question of how do we look at Dina Debar Mitzvah. Is there a schus that applies to all the neighbors together at once? Or does it fall on each and every one of the neighbors? That could be the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. Okay. Oh, by the way, Rashi has a picture of the triangles on the bottom of the Amud. Even Rashi has a picture of how do you make the triangles to the sides of the field. Okay. We'll stop here. Meshachem, we will continue next time.